Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello everybody, this is Paul Neeson with Torah Life Ministries, and here we are making another video from the Suffer Well devotional series, also a radio program, and thank you everybody for listening. Today, we are doing the Suffer Well devotional series. We're up to number 151. I'm going to read the devotional, and then I'm going to do a little teaching on it. So thank you for all listening everywhere. So it says, figure me out. Though I am to become predictable to you, is it only possible by my spirit? It is. Are all of your efforts and cultivation of your faith focused on figuring me out? Are you attempting to move my strong arm where you think it should be? When I tell you to seek me, do you think it is so you can know my every move? Yes, my loved one. I do want you to operate according to my will. Be careful, though. You must remember that my will overrides your wishes, your hopes, often steeped in self-desire. My will has the last say. Do I have your permission to lead you in the right to the edge of my will, only to change the course of the final hour? If the thought of this concerns you, then I need to remind you that my ways are higher than your ways. They are better than the more perfect and more perfect than your ways. Isaiah 55:9, which says, for just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. We continue. It says, may I give you an example? Oftentimes you seek for only what my will is for your life. Perhaps you might even seek for the lives of those close to you. I am much bigger than that. I have a world vision in my mind at all times, and it is a very rare when one of my children seek according to my purposes alone, not mixed with their personal desires. A global plan for my body is paramount. But be of good cheer. I am also concerned for the details of your life. I have your every desire in my mind. Even as I plan globally, I know that your needs are ahead of time. Every thought and every tear is collected. Psalms 56, verse 8 says, you keep track of all my sorrows. You have collected all my tears in your bottle. And you've recorded each one in your book. Then it says, I have a word for all of you who are heartbroken. Those who were so sure they had been pinned down. Those who had me figured out. Yes, I never stopped being near to you. In time, you will see the bigger vision. You are not supposed to figure me out. You are instead commanded to follow me. Knowing my will means staying close to me as I do my work in and through you. Your obedience and your healthy fear and love, all of these will open up every necessary door as I permit. Look at my ever globally focused son. He was always attentive to me, always doing as I say. He is the way, the truth, and the life, as it says in John 14:6. He is the way to me, the truth about me, and the life around me, or found in me. Do as he did and be as he was. Leave the rest to me. I do love you so very deeply. You will love my plan when I am done. I promise his shed blood guarantees it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That is our devotional for this morning or this day, depending where you're listening from. And I want to remind you of this because this is such a profound message that many of us often don't look at. We need to look at what the scriptures say about this and need to understand about his unfailing love. It says in Psalms 103:11, for his unfailing love towards those who fear him is as great as the height of the heavens above the earth. So our Creator created everything. Everything in this world, from the finest and most minute, smallest details to the greatest and biggest. Everything. And of all creation, we are his masterpiece. We are the reason he created everything. And through that, he wants to bring us back to the truth that we've strayed away from. And he uses his son Yeshua to do that. And only through Yeshua can we understand that. And he leaves us a great hope of a future. And the future is not here in our houses or our cars or our money. The future is eternity. And he's the creator of all things, all things. And as we think about that, we look at what more of the scriptures say. For it says in Psalms 39:12, hear my prayer, O Yahweh. Listen to my cries for help. Don't ignore my tears, for I am your guest, a traveler passing through, as my ancestors were before me. And we think about that. This here, this place we're at, is his house, and we are a guest passing through. And we need to respect our host with the highest authority, understanding he is the owner of all things, even us, and what his ultimate plan was. So we need to just slow down and comprehend for a second. Everything we have in our life, everything that we could be thankful for, is all due because he allowed it. And not only did he allow it, but he protects us from those things that can destroy us and take these things away without his will. So as we pray for his will to be done in our lives, we need to be thankful for all things that he allows to happen in our lives. Because he has a plan that is far greater than our plan can ever be. He gives us things far more than we could ever hope for. And Psalms 139:3 says, you see me when I travel and when I rest at home. You know everything I do. And here's the thing. There are two forces in this world. And whether somebody wants to believe it or not, this is a creation story that is true. There's two forces in this world. There's two powers in this world. One is evil of the devil and the enemy, and one is of Yahweh. And the one of Yahweh will always prevail. And Yahweh and only Yahweh alone, our creator, our wonderful creator, knew every thought and every hair on our head before we were even formed in the womb when he formed us. And as now, he knows everything we think without even speaking. He knows our thoughts and every move we're going to make. But then we have the enemy who doesn't read our minds. He just goes off our actions. And he sees the way we act. And when we show our doubt and our fear, that's when he attacks us in those areas. We need to be confident. Confident in the will of the Father who created us. Confident that he wants the best for us. And never show any fear or doubt, and be enthusiastic for a wonderful creator and everything he created. And the promise he gives us in his mercy and his grace. It says in Malachi 3:16, then those who feared Yahweh spoke with each other. And Yahweh listened to what they said in his presence. A scroll of remembrance was written to record the names of those who feared him and always thought about the honor of his name. We're just passing through and we need to honor our guest. And if we follow him and his ways and we love him with all our heart, we have eternity waiting for us. This isn't even the house that he's built for us. This is the guest house. This is the foyer to the bigger property that's waiting for us for eternity. And here we are just waiting right now for that secure place for our own house that he's going to give us one day. Our own place he's going to give us. We're just guests in the guest house now, passing through. And when we remember that, we remember we're only here for a short time. But there's a permanent house being built for us. So when you're building a house, if you go and go to buy a house, if you're building a house, let's say you're waiting for the house to be built and the builder says, well, I'm going to let you live in this house until that bigger house is built. And that's what our Creator is doing for us. He's letting us live here now until the bigger house is built. But as we're living in that guest house, we got to respect everything that's going on in that guest house. We can't mess it up. We can't not follow the rules. For the terms of the covenant, take care of the guest house, and I'll give you the bigger house. And the key to the door of that bigger house is Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. For without him, we can never get in that bigger house. John 1:4 says the word gave life to everything that was created, and all his life brought light to everyone. And it's talking about Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. That's the final key that says, here you go, job well done. Here's the key to get into your final house, your final resting place. Secure in that place that we all seek to secure. John 1:14 says, the Word became human and made his home among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness. And we have seen his glory and the glory of the Father, one and only Son, Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. The restoration of everything that we lost, the restoration of everything that we gave up can be regotten and redeemed through Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. And it's so hard for people to comprehend and understand this that they're trying to get in the guest house, but they can't figure out how to get in. And it starts with belief. It starts with belief. That's how you get in the guest house. And then once you believe and you see his truth and you start acting the way we should be acting, then we can get into the real house. Just remember this, we're just passing through. Just passing through. I had a friend, he was in his 80s, he was older. His health wasn't great. And every time I saw him, I said, how are you doing? And with a big smile, he said, oh, I'm just passing through. I love that. John 1:14 says, so the Word became human and made his home amongst us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness. Unfailing love and faithfulness. And we have seen his glory, the glory of the Father's one and only Son. His one and only key, the way to get in. Out of his fullness, we have received grace in a place of grace already given. John 1:16. Every single one of us has an opportunity to take this key and secure that place, our permanent home. It says in John 8:32, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Many of us are locked in a prison. A prison that we put ourselves in. But we have that key in Yeshua. And he is the key to set us free. But remember those two forces and those two evils in this world. John 10:10 says, the thief comes to only steal, kill, and destroy. And I have come that they may have life. And have it to the full. We have to make that choice what side we're going to be on and who we're going to choose in this situation. That's what we have is a choice. It's a choice, everyone. Remember, it's a choice. John 11:25 says, Yeshua told her, I am the resurrection and the life. Anyone who believes in me will live, even after dying. What does that mean? What does that mean? For it says in the scriptures, only those that have eyes to see can understand things such as this. Anyone who believes in me will have life. Even Nicodemus couldn't believe. How could somebody be born again if they're already born? What does born again mean? For it says we must give up our own life and be willing to lose everything to follow him. And we die with him, we rise with him, and we have life with him. That's what it means. That's what it means. True life, the true freedom that comes in only knowing him. Romans 5:2 says, because of our faith, Yeshua has brought us into this place of undeserved privileges, where we now stand and we confidently and joyfully look forward to sharing Yahweh's glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's a big party in the house. How many of you want to go to the party? It's in your own house. But we have to be willing to accept that key, which is Yeshua. And with that key sometimes comes suffering. That's what this series is about, suffering well. We have to reflect and think about today, about our life and about the things we desire and about the things we get upset about. Do we get upset that we forgot our Bible reading, or do we forget upset about a window breaking in our house? Do we get upset about our car not working, or do we get upset about not praising and singing songs? Do we get upset about missing prayer time, or do we get upset about missing a football game? We need to think about what we're doing with our lives, folks, and how we're handling things. We need to be real with ourselves and honest with ourselves. Who are we putting first? Anything we put before him is an idol. We get upset when we miss a meal. We get upset if a waitress is coming to the table and she falls down and a meal falls on the floor, but we're hungry waiting to eat. For Job says, I esteem the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. We need to put things into priority. Ephesians 2:18 says, now all of us can come to the Father through the same Holy Spirit because of what Yeshua has done for us. Somebody died for us. Somebody died for us. Listen, if you're at the supermarket and somebody comes in the supermarket with a gun and pulls it out and shoots a bullet towards you and somebody jumps in front of that bullet and dies for you, if you're on a plane to 100 people and 99 people die and you're the only survivor, are you going to be able to come home and watch a football game or come home and eat a meal? Or are you just going to be in shock and question, why me? Why did I survive when everyone else died? Why was my life spared? And you're going to take time to reflect on that. I sure hope you would. Well, somebody did that for us in Yeshua. Yeshua, the one they called Jesus, he died for us. And we need to reflect on that every single day and ask ourselves, why me? What did I do to deserve this that those people didn't? Why was my life spared? For the Bible tells us why our life was spared. Hebrews 10:20 says, by his death, Yeshua opened a new and life-giving way through the curtain into the most holy place. Because remember what we said when we started this devotional. We are his masterpiece of his creation. And he says in Ezekiel 33:11, I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. I only want them to change from their wicked ways so they would live. So they would live, so they would have life. 1 John 5:20 says, and we know that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding so that we can know the true God. And now we live in fellowship with the true God because we live in fellowship with his Son, Yeshua Messiah. He is the only true God, and he is the eternal life. The eternal life. Secure in that place. Secure in your house. He is the key. It's only in Yeshua. All my hope is in Yeshua. We think about the Psalms and we think about David. And we think about what he wrote in these Psalms and his distress. We think about when he was in front of Amalek and pretended to be insane and he was sent away. And he wrote this amazing song. What a great musician he was. This wonderful poem that he wrote. And we think about this, and it says in Psalm 34. And think about every line I'm about to read here. Psalm 34. I will praise Yahweh at all times. I will praise Yahweh at all times. Are you praising him at all times? Singing at all times? I will consistently speak his praises. Praising him. Thank you, Father. All times. I will boast only in Yahweh. Not in how big my house is or how many cars I have. But only in Yahweh will I boast. Let all who are helpless take heart. Come, let us tell of Yahweh's greatness. And let us exalt his name together. I prayed to Yahweh and he answered me. I prayed to Yahweh and he answered me. He freed me from all my fears. Those who look upon him for help will be radiant with joy. No shadow of shame will darken their faces. In my desperation, I prayed and Yahweh listened. He saved me from all my troubles. For the angel of Yahweh is a guard, and he surrounds and defends all who fear him. Do we hear this? Are we listening? Taste and see that Yahweh is good. Oh, taste and see that Yahweh is good. Oh, the joys of those who take refuge in him. I mean, this is the gospel all in this psalm here. Fear Yahweh, you, his godly people. Those who fear him will have all they need. Even strong young lions sometimes go hungry, but those who trust in Yahweh will lack no good thing. Come, my children, and listen to me, and I will teach you to fear Yahweh. Listen to me, to follow my words. Listen to me. Does anyone want to live a life that is long and prosperous? Then keep your tongue from speaking evil and your lips from telling lies. Turn away from evil and do good. Search for peace and work to maintain it. Turning away from evil and doing good. That means following the instructions of our Creator. Yes, the commandments of our Creator that the church teaches are done away with. They're not done away with. It says to do them. To keep the words of our Creator. The eyes of Yahweh which watch over those who do right. His ears are open to their cries for help. For the scriptures say, he hears the prayers of the righteous, but he detests the prayers of the wicked. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yahweh turns his face from those who do evil. He will erase their memory from the earth. Yahweh hears the people when they cry to him for help. He restores them from all their troubles. Yahweh is close to the brokenhearted, and he restores those whose spirits are crushed. Hallelujah. The righteous person faces many troubles, but Yahweh comes to rescue each time. For Yahweh protects the bones of the righteous. Not one of them is broken. Thank you, Father Yahweh, for your healing touch on us. Calamity will surely destroy the wicked, and those who hate the righteous will be punished. But Yahweh will reclaim those who serve him. No one who takes refuge in him will be condemned. Now, as we read this, I ask you today, how many of you are taking refuge in him? For it says in the scriptures, be still and know that I am Yahweh. Be still and know that I am Yahweh. How beautiful is that? In our lives today, there's so much going on. There's so many things people are worried about in this world. So much doubt about the future. But when we see things with his vision, we know exactly what the future holds and where we will be going and what we can expect. And the only question is when we will get there. And we know how beautiful things are waiting for us there. But we must grasp this message. We must grasp this message. And we must be thankful at all times for all things that he's blessed us with. And never show the enemy that we're fearful of him or his ways. And we must always take confidence in Yahweh's ways. And we must be in awe of Yahweh. And never show any doubt of it. Because when the enemy sees that, he wants to pounce on us and he wants to destroy us. But we must be confident and not doubt. For so many people today, they say, well, God said don't do this, but, and they give all these reasons and these excuses. But this, but that, but this. Yahweh's not looking for excuses. He's looking for obedience. The enemy's looking for the excuses to pounce on and destroy. Yahweh's looking for us to be obedient to his word. No buts. Yes, I will follow you. How many of you ready to take up your stake and follow him today? How many of you ready to say, forget the excuses. I'm going to follow him in his ways. Regardless of what my own wisdom seems, I'm going to seek his will for my life. And I know his will is to secure that beautiful place for me. How many of you ready to forgo the excuses and the fears and follow his will? And if you pray to him and talk to him, he will reveal his will to you. And you can confirm it in his word and draw close to him if you want him to draw close to you. It says to keep giving scriptures, the enemy will just flee from you. He can't touch you. Because you've chosen the right side. You've chosen the side of a wonderful creator. And that's the way it needs to be. Always, persistently seeking Yahweh. Continually seeking him. For as this Psalm 34 started, I will praise Yahweh at all times and consistently speak of his praises. Consistently. Go out there and tell the world what he's done for you. Tell everyone what he's done for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And all his promises are yes and amen. Thank you so much, Father, for the beautiful wishes you and promises you grant us every single day. And let your will become part of our lives in Yeshua's name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So that is our message for today. And I pray that you're blessed by listening to that. And if any of you are in distress, you'll just take it to him in prayer and just know that it's already done. He's already saved you. He's already redeemed you. You just got to trust in him and his ways. Praise the wonderful creator. You can hear more at our website at TorahLifeMinistries.org. You could also go there and support us. And also our Patreon page. I want to thank you all for Patreon.com/TorahLifeMinistries. Thank you all there for your Patreons. Have a blessed day, everybody. Yahweh be with you today, and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 3341. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
Well, it's been real nice living way up here in paradise over the atmosphere. But I can't stay long, gotta make my way. I'm leaving heaven today. You see, the world is dark and it needs a light. I'm gonna hang a star in the eastern sky. So everybody's gonna know where I touch down. I'm leaving heaven right now. I'm gonna walk around that road. Earth, trading in these streets of gold. So if you ever wonder how much you're worth, you should know that you're the reason why I'm leaving heaven.